This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Bid you good day. Hello. 7 after the hour. It's Tuesday, the 24th of May. I'm Doug Steffen, along with my friends Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, and Jennifer Horn. The situation in Baltimore, as far as I can figure, looking around, I mean, a couple of different sources, doesn't look like there was any activity after the verdict yesterday. For those of you who didn't hear the story, the police officer, the first one of the six to be tried, found not guilty with regard to Freddie Gray's death. He was accused, this officer, of assaulting Freddie Gray. We all remember the story of him dying in the police van. Officer Edward Nero cleared of all charges. Now, this is the first of six trials.
This is the second, actually.
Oh, thank you. You're right. The first one was also guilty. Yes, right. Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you for reminding me.
Not guilty. And yep. This was the officer who put Freddie Gray into the back of the paddy wagon. And basically, they just had to prove one thing, and that is, did he purposely not buckle in Freddie Gray? It was not a rule. You weren't really, I mean, there was no rule saying that you had to buckle in anybody in that paddy wagon. The rule had changed 3 days prior to when they put Freddie Gray into the back of the wagon. And this guy's like, look, I didn't even know that that was a rule. There's no one showed it to me. It wasn't a policy that was sent out. I wasn't even aware of this rule. I was following protocol. And the judge that he stood in front of for his trial believed him. This was a black judge. He chose to do a non-jury trial, so it was just a judge that decided. And there was obviously a doubt that this was something that was done purposely. Mm-hmm. And I think something interesting to note here is that Marilyn Mosby, who's prosecuting these cases, chose to start with her two strongest cases against police officers, which were the first two, and so far, no dice on either one.
But there's gradient,
five more, right?
There's four more. There are gradient levels here. My understanding, if it is not the same as yours, Jennifer, is that these people that are being tried are in the order in which they think they may be able to relieve them they expect them to be found not guilty. And this guy wasn't as involved as the others up the totem pole. So the ones that are, at least unless I've got it backwards, the ones that are still to be tried are more culpable, at least that would seem to be the story,
were
these first two.
These first two are supposed to be the easiest convictions. The next one that is probably going to be the maybe most likely conviction, if there were to be one, would be the one that's coming next in June, and that is for the driver of the paddy wagon, because there were reports that they were driving the vehicle kind of in a rough way.
Yeah.
Well, something must have happened for him to die, so somebody's in, you know, someone had control over his position in the back.
Not necessarily, because you have an account of a prisoner who was in the back of the paddy wagon with him, who said that he was actually hammering his head into bolts.
Didn't that same passenger also rescind that and then say it again after he was in police
custody? They've been saying it back and forth.
Yeah.
But if you look in the past of Freddie Gray's arrest, he has hurt himself in custody before. This was like a pattern. I don't know that this is the case where you're going to get convictions of police officers. I mean, it's very sad that a man had to die, but to use this as one where you're going to say, I'm going to get the police, I don't know that this is the case to do it. I don't know that there was protocol that was broken.
The one thing that I at least hope changes, because that, like, the fact that that wasn't
protocol.
For
the audience's benefit, Kara is from Baltimore. Family lives in Baltimore.
Yeah.
She's a little closer to this than the rest of us.
I just, like, the fact, you know, this guy was able to get off, and maybe he didn't do anything wrong, and it doesn't sound like he was trying to be malicious, but the fact that it wasn't protocol to buckle someone up into the back seat of a paddy wagon, that just
and
seems
it wasn't.
To be exactly, and that seems to be common sense, and hopefully this situation, if no one goes to jail for it, hopefully it will change things higher up, that things like this that are just common sense become protocol. This shouldn't be something that you question whether to do it or not.
All right. Right. So here's really the story for those who don't remember. There have been two, as Jennifer suggested, found not guilty of criminal charges related to the death of Freddie Gray, 25-year-old guy arrested in Baltimore. He was running away from the police when they captured him. He had a pocket knife in his, on him, whether it was out or not, I don't remember. He was handcuffed in the police van. They stopped the van put him in leg braces because he was kicking and screaming. He was then put back in the van, no seatbelt on. When he got to the station, he was unconscious, and he died of spinal cord injuries because there are a lot of questions with this. The trials are supposed to be getting answers. The good thing, if there is a good thing or the reasonable thing, is that whatever protest took place yesterday after the announcement of the verdict, mostly peaceful.
Can I tell you something about that, though?
Much noise.
Do you know, during the trial of Edward Nero, there was one person out there on a daily basis that was protesting, and it wasn't until the verdict was announced that all these people showed up. Don't forget that this is the birthplace of the Black Lives Matter movement, and so a lot of these people will show up for camera time, and they are really not interested in the message of the trial, and that's pretty sad.
Well, but that's what happens with activists in certain areas. Isn't just black activists, it's activists everywhere.
This is what happens, I feel like, and I don't know this for a fact, but it's possible that they're not all out there because a lot of people who are involved in this are not from Baltimore or the Baltimore area. It's people who are coming in. And that was the situation with a lot of the, you know, violent protests that were going on. People who are coming and they don't live in this city, so they don't give a crap about it, coming and taking part in it and, you know, burning down places where other people live.
Same thing happened in Ferguson and many other places where this has become part of a larger national conversation, racially charged police brutality claims. The judge was black, and therefore, according to some who are there, they think that it had more credibility, which is shameful and sad in and of itself.
Well, now this guy's
going to
have
trouble. People look at it as if it was better because the judge was black and the police officer was white.
This judge is now going to have trouble getting reelected because of this decision, most likely. I mean, it's just sad to see.
It's racial politics. It isn't justice necessarily.
Well, it seems like most people are actually supportive of what the judge had to say.
Even the family's attorney said that he didn't disagree with the decision.
That doesn't mean that it's going to get down to the rank and file voter that way. It's going to get down as black guy doesn't send white guy to jail for doing in a black guy, so we don't want him on the bench anymore. We'll see if we can find somebody who's some dude will run against this judge
in a city
who's tough on crime.
In a city where the mayor, Stephanie Rawlings Blake, comes out and says, we're going to give you a safe space to rage. Yeah, it would be tough for this guy, to find a fair
mayor
position.
Is useless. Police commissioner is useless. Yep. 14 past the hour on Good Day. Let me turn your attention to something that's very useful. My indication early on that I wanted to help the folks doing great things in Central America and South America, Latin America, Food for the Poor, one of the largest international relief organizations, the one that I'm supporting here, providing life-saving food, secure housing, clean water, health care, emergency relief, all kinds of projects and educational opportunities for people. And they start with a plan which would allow you to give $75 over the course of a year, $10 a month or something like that, to help a child have food for a year and clean water for the rest of his or her life. If you'd like to change the reality that these children are living in places like Haiti, where there's nothing going on to really fix the country after the earthquake and after they've had countless hurricanes that have wiped out, it's just a mess down there. As an example, there are plenty of other places. I mean, think about it this way. Can you put yourself in a place where you can imagine not being able to buy any food at all for your children? This is what the circumstance is. It's heartbreaking. When I looked at these stories, I said, I'm stepping in and helping and seeing if I can get the audience to do the same. So here's how you help. $75 tax-free. It's a deduction, tax deduction, 844-868-4673. That ought not to be the motivation for you doing it, but it doesn't hurt. 844-868-HOPE. Please think about and then do it and bring your family members in. Maybe it's a good gift. I gave this frankly, I gave $75 in the name of somebody who I know that's getting married as a wedding present. I guess that's
a nice
present. Yeah. Well, I mean, it's worthwhile. They don't need anything. They got plenty of dough, so, and they got plenty of stuff. So you want to acknowledge their happy day, you give something like this. Food for the poor, 844-868-HOPE, or hit #250 on your telephone and say the word give when you're prompted. #250, the word give, to talk from your heart and your head.
What pairs best with a cold, refreshing beer? A scorching hot summer. Sam Adams Summer Ale is brewed with bright lemon peel and exotic grains of paradise, so it goes just right with summer tastes, like hot dogs on the grill, steaming fresh lobster, and marshmallows over the fire. But its best pair of all, that might be another summer ale with a good friend. Pure summer refreshment from Sam Adams. For the love of beer.
Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Sip responsibly.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon shooting, buggy riding mint with Nutrazin, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
Jessica, who's there?
I'm that little voice in your head that reminds you of important things.
Okay, what do you want?
You need to use your Shop Your Way surprise points at Sears before they expire.
I forgot all about those.
I know. Members get free surprise points toward their favorite purchases in-store or online. Check your account at ShopYourWay.com, then use points on anything you want. Sandals, patio furniture, maybe a new jacket for spring.
Where is my jacket?
Cleaners, ready on Thursday.
Surprise points are valid until May 25th. Amount of points awarded based on membership status and other factors. Ask to redeem your points at checkout. Exclusions apply. Go to ShopYourWay.com for details.
Have you ever wondered what life would be like without diabetes? I'm Jerry Mathers. I was the Beaver on TV's Leave It to Beaver, and I used to be just like you. See, my doctor said I only had 3 to 5 years to live. That meant I wasn't going to see or hold my grandbabies. I knew I needed to do something about my diabetes and get healthy. I wish I had a plan all written out for me back then. Now there is one, a fast-track system called the Diabetes Solution Kit that can get your blood pressure and sugars under control. Some say it worked for them in just 30 days or less. Best of all, no drugs. It's easy to follow, too. If I can get my diabetes under control, you can, too. Here's how to get your copy of the Diabetes Solution Kit today.
If you'd like to normalize your blood sugar and stop taking your diabetes medication completely with your doctor's approval, go to diabetic11.com for your free video. That's diabetic11.com. Reverse your diabetes in as little as 30 days by going to diabetic11.com now.
All right, so the folks at Bayer yesterday announced they wanted to buy Monsanto. I think we had a running tweet on that, a lot of, retweets, Twitter.
Yes.
At Good Day Show of this story. The folks at Monsanto are going to be bought by Bayer. It's a German company, a drug company, started out to be. Then they invested in crop companies. They bought up pretty much, every big ag business in Europe. And so now they're going to buy up Monsanto. It'll be interesting to see what happens in the Justice Department, if the Justice Department gets away of this like they did or have so far with the Dow buyout of DuPont. So Monsanto is the seed company that uses all kinds of pesticides on their seeds. A German drug company, Bayer, has gotten into the crop chemical or chemical crop business, whichever way you want to put it. Bayer, by the way, is not the biggest of all of these companies around the world. I thought Monsanto was the biggest. Monsanto is the biggest American company doing this. Bayer bigger than them, but there are a couple of other companies that are bigger than the two of them together. All of these folks, ladies and gentlemen, you'll be happy to know, they're all adding chemicals to the seeds and to the way you get your food grown. So, of course, we're all going to live to be healthier and happier if this happens, right? 21 past the hour. Keep the tweets going.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. Simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Soundtrack of your life. There is a new documentary series featuring today's top musical acts on the Discovery Channel. They actually have teamed up with the six top recording artists to share stories of the animal kingdom. This will start in July, actually. So Discovery Channel is going to debut a six-part family-friendly series entitled Hello World, which takes a closer look at the wonders of the natural world through the narration, music of familiar faces like Christina Aguilera. It's going to be featured. This, though, is Usher. Interesting to get that story. Series being made in association with the Worldwide Wildlife Fund. They are two back-to-back episodes for three consecutive weeks, so you'll be able to get these. Does this work on Discovery on demand? Sometimes you go to there and you say
yes.
You can press
sure,
the button
yeah.
And it goes back
mm-hmm,
to the beginning.
Sure.
Right? All right, so also taking part is Ellie Goulding. Is there a time during the day, ladies, when you're not listening to music? Do you have when you're working on things, Victoria, for example, do you have music in the background?
Always.
Yeah.
I have cooking
normally?
Music. I have focus music. I play my Tidal. Tidal has amazing playlists that are really well curated. So I listen to the focus music when I'm working in the afternoon. Then I switch to something a little more up-tempo when I'm cooking. So, yeah, I love music is always on in my apartment.
What about you, Jen?
No.
Jen, you're a music fan.
I am. But here's the thing. In the morning when I'm getting ready for work, I'm listening to the news because I've got to keep myself prepped. And then when I'm at work, I have talk radio on the entire time because I'm monitoring our station. And then, yeah, when I get home, now at night, sometimes if I'm cleaning or cooking, yes, I have music on. But typically, as much as I love music, it's only in the car. And on work days, I typically have to consume more news and talk radio than I do music.
Right. All right, next up on the support list involved in this show is Joan Jett, the World Wildlife Fund, a series of shows on the Discovery Channel, these stars telling their story about their animals. So, Kara, how much music, after you get out of the studio there in the afternoon, how much music do you listen to as a part of your daily routine?
Almost, besides the time when I'm napping, I'm almost always listening to music. So on the way home, I always have the radio or my phone playing via Bluetooth on my car. And when I'm cooking, sometimes when I'm showering, you know, always music.
Oh, the shower, yes. Getting ready. You have to have getting ready music.
Really? You have one of those shower radios that you can put
but
in
I'm
the shower?
I'm going out, definitely. But don't you like quiet every once in a while? I guess I have to hear so many voices during the day.
Right. Some voices are more pleasant than others to listen to.
Definitely.
Dave Matthews is in on this deal.
He's a big wildlife guy.
Right.
So I'm not surprised that he's on
the list. Wild guy himself, I think, is a number about him. It is. And then, even speaking of wild guys, even wilder is Steven Tyler, who's going to participate in this. So my guess is that each of these, Christina Aguilera, Usher, Ellie Goulding, Joan Jett, Dave Matthews, and Steven Tyler, all have their own. There's six artists, 6 hours of this, so they're all telling their stories as part of what goes on in each separate episode on the Discovery Channel. So anyway, it's the week of July 9th. When this was started, I thought it was worthwhile because this is a program in part about animals, the animal kingdom, animal life, how to protect it. Very important to me and to those of us here and to the people who are closest to me in my life, frankly. Animals are in some cases, the most important beings in our life. So this is a good effort. Thank you for bringing it to our attention. 28 minutes after the hour now on Good Day.
Using smart devices should not require a PhD. These new products provide simplicity and an easier life. Rowenta's Intense Pure Air Purifier features smart sensors and 4 levels of filtration to remove 99.97% of contaminants and seasonal allergens. It's the only purifier in the world that removes airborne formaldehyde, a carcinogen found in all homes. It's available in 2 model sizes. iRobot's Roomba 980 is the world's first cloud-connected robotic vacuum featuring a companion app for real-time control from any smartphone. An advanced navigation system allows it to clean an entire level of a home, and the AeroForce feature detects different floor surfaces and increases power when needed. Incipio's Command Kit wireless smart outlet and bulb adapter both allow secure internal and remote access to your home's appliances and lamp fixtures using your iPhone via Wi-Fi. Apple HomeKit certification allows Siri commands for voice control of your connected devices. Netgear's Arlo Q and wire-free HD motion-activated video cameras allow you to remotely monitor your home's inside and exterior. They're easy to set up, feature night vision, and provide activity alerts. Arlo includes 7 days of free cloud-based recording. The Arlo Q interior model also features two-way audio communication. Honeywell's second-generation Lyric Smart Thermostat syncs with any smartphone and provides a geofencing feature so your home is comfortable when you're in it and saves money when you're not. Apple HomeKit compatibility allows use with Siri and Apple Watch. The smart alerts provide filter change reminders and system failure warnings. For BehindTheBuy.com, I'm Senior Editor David Gregg.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. And while many don't know it, there's one path to success that still only requires a dream and about $10. That's right. If your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. And today, at Vistaprint.com, you can get 500 full-color business cards for only $9.99. That's right, only $9.99. Just go to Vistaprint.com and enter promo code 1919 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work from home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to RichMoneyRich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to RichMoneyRich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to RichMoneyRich.com. That's RichMoneyRich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
Good day program 34 after the hour here to sonically torture the people who are working with me, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, and we'll be joined actually in a little while by Paul Cruz and Ruth Latoisson-Eiffel. Is that how you pronounce her name?
Very good.
No, Ruth. It sounds stable.
Really, yeah, sounds it sounds really good.
Yes, it does. Meanwhile, people in the news, Ted Kaczynski. Remember him?
I don't even want to laugh because he was a scary dude, but I like, Blasto from the
Unabomber.
Right.
Offering an interview to journalists. He wants everybody to know he's not insane. But for him, killed. What?
Got
killed three people.
Normal to blow people up by mail. Totally normal.
Injured 23, killed 3. They carried an 18-year bombing spree using the mail. Targeted universities, airlines. His brother, David, recognized his writing style in the Unabomber's 35,000-word manifesto, and he's the one who tipped off investigators when he was arrested in 1996. He was diagnosed by professionals as having schizophrenia. Spell that, will you please, Jennifer?
S-C-H... I zophrenia.
P-Z. All right, you left out the H.
I said H. S-C-H.
Yeah, but there's two H's. Give me two H's, yes, on the board.
Oh, when the PH, yeah, the front end got a
there's a PH, right.
You're right.
Yes, exactly. Ted wrote a letter to New Yorker magazine saying, quote, "I'm not mentally ill and I want to dispute my brother's statements and tell my side of the story." So, are they going to do an article about him in New Yorker magazine? I think he's been written about a good deal, hasn't he? Haven't been a lot of stories written about Ted Kaczynski? Most of them.
Let's ask Kara. Yeah, because she would have been really young when he was popular.
You know who the popular. You know anything about the Unabomber? Setting a dart. The Unabomber? Kara?
I mean, I know who he is, but yeah, I haven't seen that much in the media about him, at least in recent times. Because, I mean, if you ask me in-depth information about him, I couldn't tell you.
What was his favorite cereal?
Yeah.
Probably Reese's Puffs. Otherwise, he is crazy.
Yeah. I'm going to go with Fruit Loops, maybe.
Yeah. Was his favorite? Exactly right.
All right, Bill Cosby in the news again today. Oh, Dr. Huxtable has a hearing to figure out if a criminal sex assault case against him is going to go to trial. Yesterday, somebody at the Associated Press released excerpts from a deposition with Cosby about this case. He gave this deposition about 10 years ago, and in it, he apparently admits to having sex with underage girls, says an agency sent models to his studio while he was filming his sitcom. So, wait a minute, let's check this out. There are about 50 women that Gloria Allred has in a stable now that have signed on to the case against Cosby that they were drugged, he sexually assaulted them. He says, nope, that's not true. I wouldn't do that. Statute of limitations of the assault allegations now have expired. He was never charged in any of these cases, but including the case he has the hearing on today, but when the deposition became public, it seems that all bets are off on him. So what should be done, ladies? What happens? Do we try Bill Cosby here? Has he been tried in the court of public opinion? And do most of you agree that he's a dirtbag?
Completely.
Complete dirtbag.
Absolutely.
Absolute dirtbag.
Douchebagistan, population him. Yes. There's nothing nice to be said about this guy anymore.
All right.
He was so nice to me. He was so nice. He probably wanted to drug you. he did lay in my lap. You don't know that story, Victoria.
Oh, boy.
I think that his actions are reprehensible. This is really, it's tough because... I wouldn't make exceptions. You know, you can't make exceptions for people's bad behavior. I just sort of wish that he would just, as his TV son suggested, move to Montana, leave everybody alone, and just disappear. But that won't happen.
All right. So let's go to the good side. Somebody doing something good. Josh, is it, I never pronounce this right, Jim. You're always correcting me.
Dumel.
So there's a, you don't pronounce the A. It's D-U-H-M-E-L, kind of.
Right, kind of.
He's joined this hashtag EnlistMe campaign, which is helping raise funds and awareness to provide severely injured veterans with homes that are designed to meet their needs. He says, quote, "As an American, I feel like we ought to try to do whatever we can to help. When these men and women are coming home, we'll make life accommodating or help them get acclimated back to some sort of regular life, at least as much as possible." Campaign in partnership with Building for America's Bravest and General Motors, raising funds and awareness. So he's been a pretty prolific television star, been in a couple of decent movies, right? He's a B-plus. Would you say he's a B-plus level actor?
I'd say he's almost A-list. I mean, he's done TV, he's done movies, married to Fergie. Mm. I mean, I think he's A-list.
Which makes him more important.
He was Tad Hamilton, so yeah.
On his own, does he have it? Or is it because he's married to Fergie that more people pay attention to him?
I think more people started paying attention to him when they got married. You know, he started on my soap opera. He started on All My Children.
Yeah. Really? I didn't know that. Mm-hmm. I only know him from Las Vegas or whatever that show was.
Leo Dupree on All My Children.
Right. Okay. So,
twice.
Sort of funneling from that conversation to an ensuing conversation. We have these folks that are going to join us in a moment to explain Operation Good Jobs, helping veterans find jobs. This is a very important cause for me. And so I have invited Paul Cruz and Ruth Latoisson-Ifill, who are working in this area. They are cooperating with Goodwill Industries to bring this thing, this matter, which has been all too often swept under the rug, to the surface. So we'll find out what they're doing and how you can help next year on Good Day.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrazine, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
For life's aches and pains, choose Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. It works fast, and it's easy to use. Designed to work odor-free in all those remote areas. It works here. It's odor-free here. It works here. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. Fast-acting, easy-to-use, odor-free pain relief for all those remote areas. Available at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and other fine retailers.
This report is brought to you by the Aetna Foundation. What do Tulsa, Cleveland, Kansas City, San Diego, Durham, and New Haven have in common? They are all rising to the Healthiest Cities and Counties Challenge. The Aetna Foundation, the American Public Health Association, and the National Association of Counties have come together to recognize 50 cities and counties that are making a significant health impact in their community and empower others to make a change. This new initiative is recognizing communities that show measurable changes in health and wellness by providing a total of $1.5 million in prizes. Dr. Marilyn Ostrowski, Executive Director of Aetna Foundation.
We all have a role to play in improving health and wellness in our communities, and we know now no single group can make sufficient changes alone. Through the challenge, we are meeting communities where they are and rewarding innovation and cross-sector partnerships that lead to healthier days.
Will your city or county rise to the challenge? Submit an application by May 31st to be considered. For more information, visit healthiestcities.org.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, you know what business people hate?
Stale coffee?
Ink.
Right.
We have to have it, and it's so darn expensive.
Well, Staples just cut ink and toner prices.
Really?
Add in our 110% price match guarantee, and our prices are unbeatable.
Great. Know what else every business owner hates?
What?
Paper cuts.
So true.
For unbeatable prices on ink and toner, Staples. Make more happen.
Staples will match price plus refund 10% of the difference at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. Limited time. See store at staples.com for details.
Millions of people have switched to Sprint this past year, and they're discovering that the Sprint network is better than ever. To celebrate, we're extending our 50% off promotion, so you don't have to miss out on this amazing deal. Switch to Sprint today and save 50% off most Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile rate plans for a limited time only. That's right, 50% off. All this on the Sprint network, which is faster, plus more reliable, and has better coverage than ever. Why wouldn't you switch today? We'll even pay your switching fees up to $650 per line via reward card. Learn more about how you can save 50% off most Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile rate plans. Hurry into a Sprint store or visit Sprint.com today.
Plans not exact match. Offer coverage not available everywhere. Sprint's taxes, surcharges, add-on premium content subject to new line port activation fee and credit. See website for eligible plans. Savings until 3/31/2018 after pay full amount. Requires trade-in of current working smartphone. Restrictions apply.
44 at the hour on the Good Day program. We have with us Paul Cruz and Ruth Latoisson-Ifill, who are both working on this connection. Very important. Veterans, and what do they do? This is Memorial Day week, and Goodwill Industries has made a commitment to meet their specialized employment needs. And so I think we'll turn our attention to Ruth, if I may, so that you can tell us about the job that you have at Goodwill, which basically puts military families and veterans together with various programs. Is that right?
Yeah,
Yeah, that's right. Thanks, Doug, for having us. So Goodwill has been serving veterans and military family members since the early 1900s. Goodwill had the first voc rehab contract with the VA. So we've been serving veterans for a very, very long time. We renewed our commitment to serving veterans and military family members in response to the White House's Joining Forces initiative. So since April 2011, Goodwill has served over 200,000 veterans and military family members, and we've hired nearly 4,000.
So Goodwill hires, if I'm hearing you correctly, Goodwill hires thousands of veterans to do the jobs. They have offices pretty much in and stores in every large and medium-sized city in the country, do they not?
Absolutely. So in addition to hiring veterans, we also help veterans to find employment in the community. Goodwill prides itself on giving folks the opportunity to work, and we do that by making connections with our employers. So the Operation Good Jobs program is a part of our overall veteran-serving strategy. It's a Walmart-funded initiative that is operating in 12 cities across the United States. Our goal with Operation Good Jobs is to serve not only the veteran, but the household as well. So the veteran, as well as any of their family members that live with them, can come to Goodwill and receive employment services.
All right, so let's bring in Paul Cruz. You are, if I understand, as you served 15 years in the National Guard, and you used this program to get a job. Is that right, Mr. Cruz?
Actually, I served 20 years on active duty and a few years in the National Guard. And yes, I did use Goodwill services to help with my transition as I retired from active duty.
What kind of a job did you get? What were you looking for? And what did you get?
So my passion was to continue to serve my fellow brothers and sisters in arms. So what I did is I focused on the state of Washington and particularly the Washington State Department of Veterans Affairs, which I currently work for now as a project manager for the Military Transition Council, and continue to help transitioning service members and veterans to seek employment, education, and things of that nature as they transition out of the military.
What kind of things do you find most veterans have? What kind of skills do they have that employers are looking for these days?
So veterans have just a varied amount of skill set, particularly in the soft skills section. A lot of leadership qualities, project management, organizational development, organizational challenge they face is kind of, it's deep down within their bones and their DNA. The challenge they face as they are transitioning is to kind of defeat those barriers that they find between military culture and civilian culture, and how to properly articulate those skills that they bring to the table to employers.
So the Good Jobs operation provided job training and counseling to you, and they do it pretty much for everybody that comes into the program, I'm guessing, yeah?
Absolutely. They do it for service members, for veterans, for spouses, for children. So they cover the whole military family because, as we like to say, it's the veteran is just one aspect of that military family. And Operation Good Jobs absolutely is a phenomenal program. They provide great mentorship, great training opportunity in regards to professional development, in regards to things such as resume writing, interview skills, things of that nature.
All right. So, Ruth, can people go to the website? Where do listeners go to get more information on this?
Our veterans and employers that are looking for veterans can go to goodwill.org or 1-800-GOODWILL, or call, 1-800-GOODWILL to find out more about our veteran serving program and to find the Goodwill location nearest to them.
800-GOODWILL or goodwill.org. Thank you. Operation Good Jobs. Pretty good program to highlight at Memorial Day.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's A Place for Answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
My name is Don Wiskin. In 1994, I lost my 62-year-old father to complications of bypass surgery. In 1977, my 44-year-old brother was found dead in his apartment. He suffered a heart attack. In January of 98, my mother had a stroke and passed away in her bed. 21 days later, my 53-year-old brother passed away on his arrival to the hospital. He waited too long. In June, that same year, I almost joined them at 42. What did I do? I took a 7-herb formula I now call Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, hawthorn, milk thistle, and valerian. Based on German studies of natural medicine, Extendivite is designed to clear blocked arteries, clean the toxins from your blood, and improve your immune system. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Here, Movie Moments on Good Day. The theme from Jurassic World. There have been four of these now, Chuck, is that right? Another one planned?
I think it's four of them.
Yeah, they did four. This one starred Chris Pratt. And I want to talk about Chris Pratt. I don't know if you saw the trailer to Sony Pictures released a two-minute trailer to their remake of The Magnificent Seven. It's Denzel Washington, Chris Pratt, Ethan Hawke, and Vincent D'Onofrio. It looks pretty good. And Pratt, who got his start on the sitcom Parks and Recreation, has really hit big in the business. Jurassic World franchise, Guardians of the Galaxy, and now Magnificent Seven remakes. That's a possible three franchises for one actor. That's pretty good.
He's a kid that comes from Sudbury, Massachusetts, and is a very quiet kid, seemingly.
Seems
also,
like a nice guy.
Yeah, he seems like an okay guy. For some reason, there's been a lot of attention. Maybe I've just seen it because the last three or four nights, as I've sort of just dozed off on the couch, I've been flipping around the channels after some of the regular series that I follow on TV are off. I've looked to see what there was on the movies. And one of the Jurassic Park movies has been on HBO, one of the HBO channels, every single night for the last four
or five
nights.
Yeah, Jurassic World. That's the one with Chris Pratt and Bryce Dallas Howard. It's pretty good.
Yeah. Well, it depends on if you like that kind of stuff. I don't like creepy crawly anything, but
you don't like it at all.
I don't like it at all. I've seen bits and pieces of them enough. When I see the dinosaurs eating people, I just kind of
he checks out. Mentally, he takes a vacation.
I changed the channel rather quickly.
Well, I thought it was in tone. I thought it was It took, when I saw it in a theater, I thought it took me back to 93 in tone, where I really had a lot of fun, and it captured a lot of the imagination of the original film. I think it's actually quite good.
Yeah, well, it may be good technically, just not my cup of tea, but a lot of people obviously like it because they're now making another one, right? Aren't they making another one?
They're going to make two more with Chris Pratt and Bryce Dallas Howard, yep.
Well, they do them. Who is the fellow that is the actor that was in the first couple is the professor?
Sam Neill.
That's it, Sam. Is he not a part of it anymore?
It doesn't appear that way. I mean, a lot of fans who love the original film would love to see Sam Neill and Jeff Goldblum back, even Laura Dern, but I don't think that's the way they're going to go.
They didn't get eaten, or did they get eaten by a dinosaur?
No, they survived. I mean, Sam Neill was in the first and the third, and Jeff Goldblum was in the first and the second.
You know what I can see happening here? This is how foolish the movie business is. Pretty soon, they're going to have Jurassic Park and Star Wars together so they can put the dinosaurs
awesome.
On a spaceship to eat all of the people from the evil empire or some other foolishness like that. All right.
Be careful with those ideas. You could sell them for $10
million. I know. Yeah, you could run a Hollywood studio.
I'm talking to my son, who's more into that than am I. Chucker's got movie news in a moment here on Good Day, or more movie news.
Geico presents Kathy, the candid real estate agent.
Now, in the living room, you'll see this beautiful bay window. It's energy efficient and lets in a ton of natural light. It will also let in a thief when you leave it unlocked, and he'll steal your laptop and flat-screen TV. Now, who wants to see the kitchen?
It's hard to know all that comes with renting a home or apartment. That's why the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting covered for personal property loss and damage quick and easy. Visit geico.com and see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
For life's aches and pains, choose Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. It works fast, and it's easy to use. Designed to work odor-free in all those remote areas. It works here. It's odor-free here. It works here. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. Fast-acting, easy-to-use, odor-free pain relief for all those remote areas. Available at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and other fine retailers.
All right, so Chucka, what else you got in your movie news category today?
This is an interesting one. First it was on, then it was off. Now it appears that it's back on. Reports have that Michael Keaton has signed on to play the villain, which will most likely be the Vulture in the Spider-Man reboot titled Spider-Man Homecoming. 17-year-old actor Tom Holland, who played Spider-Man for about 20 minutes in the Captain America Civil War, will play Peter Parker Spider-Man. He was quite good. Robert Downey Jr. will be in the film playing Tony Stark. Iron Man, Michael Keaton will play this villain, which is interesting because the character supposedly has wings, Doug, and Keaton played Batman in 89 and 92, and then he played the character Birdman. Now he's going to play the Vulture. I wonder if they targeted him for that past legacy. Other news, 20th Century... Huh?
Go ahead. Quick
20th question. Century Fox released a 4.5-minute trailer to Independence Day 2.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
866-91-STEEL.
866-91-STEEL.